Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And last week, my partner turned to me and said, I've invited some people around for lunch on Saturday. And after my groans had died down because I realized that we'd have to tidy up the place and clean, I'm like, okay, well, sure. In this instance, though, we invited around a couple of our friends. Mm. And they've got a little girl. She's a 3-year-old, Olivia.
Yep.
Cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle of energy. And then one of our other friends was coming around, and she's got a little daughter, 4 years old, Miranda, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we're thinking, this will be great because the girls can play together and they'll have a great old time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? While the adults have a bit of a chat over lunch.
They'll wear each other out.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. It's a win-win.
And then I was like debating whether or not I set up a kids' table. Yeah, back in the day, you'd always have the kids' table. You're like, I don't know. I felt they were too young for a kids' table. They still need to be with mum and dad. But, you know, because when I was a kid, man, a kid's table rocked.
Oh, all sorts of cool stuff would happen there.
Yeah.
You'd be drawing pictures. You'd be, you know, when you go to the bank, there's a Lego table at times when you had that at the bank.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It.
Awesome.
It's like, you know, if you're stuck at the table with the adults, you go listen to their boring conversation. So,
yeah.
As you can imagine, for 3-year-old Olivia and 4-year-old Miranda, being stuck at the table with the adults after a while, they got a bit squirmy, a bit fidgety.
Mm.
They wanted to play. But they kind of have different personalities. Again, Olivia's very energetic, outgoing.
Yeah.
Miranda, she's a little bit shy, you know. And so they weren't quite getting along. And at one point I'm like, looks like the child whisperer has to step in.
Let me guess, that's you.
Not a good label. Come with the child whisperer, kids, is what I said
it's
to
been
them.
Summoned.
I remembered that on a previous instance when Olivia had come around for lunch with her mum and dad, I had something that was a secret weapon, and I just remembered it, and I'm like, so this is a hot tip. If you need to entertain little kids, you know, who are too young for video games or whatever, one word, bubbles.
Good idea. It's much better than bubble wrap.
That's, well, you know, that's debatable.
Or the recorder. Or the recorder. That's not fun either.
Now, no, I didn't have a chimpanzee hidden in a closet somewhere to pull out, a la Michael Jackson. I'm talking about soapy water. I had a bubble wand.
Oh, you just waded through the sky.
Yeah, I pulled it out because we had it like at the bottom of the pantry. I'm like, hey, Olivia, remember this? Come on, Miranda. Took them down to the backyard, started blowing bubbles. They are just out of their minds with excitement, just leaping, trying to catch the bubbles, like swat at them, like, falling into a garden, trying to pop bubbles.
Yeah, the problem is if you stop, that's when they start to get a bit upset. What I do with my nieces and nephews a few years back, they're a little bit older now, was I would actually get the bubble thing in front of the aircon.
And yeah,
it just
smashes
out the bubbles or a fan.
Well, it was really windy on Saturday, so I didn't really have to blow into
it.
I just had to hold the wand up and the wind caught it, and there were just bubbles everywhere. And so suddenly these two little girls who weren't quite sort of, it's not that they didn't like each other, they just weren't sort of getting along. Suddenly, you know, it was almost like this. They're just going,
what? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's like they just bonded over bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, like
most of the time you say to a little kid, oh, soapy water, they're thinking, oh, bath, no. You inject a bit of air in there and make bubbles, bam, they're in. Lock, stock, and barrel. Rest of the day, yeah, they became besties. They were like playing hide and seek, laughing, giggling, going stupid.
Yeah, it's just so easy for kids to become friends. It just takes one little icebreaker and that's all it is.
That's it. That's it. I wish it was the same as adults. Wouldn't it be great if you could just pull out a bubble wand at a party and just like, hey, everyone, check out this. You know, use that as an icebreaker. But sadly, that's just not how it is once you're a grown-up.
Mm.
You know, you still need bubbles, but they need to be in an alcoholic drink.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Olivia and Miranda, 3 and 4 years old, respectively. Mm. They were around with their parents on Saturday for a bit of a lunch. And at one point, I'm like, I need an icebreaker for these kids. You know, a lot of the time, kids just seem to get along. But for some reason, the girls just weren't meshing. And then I remembered we had a bubble wand in the cupboard.
I'm glad you went to that and didn't try to be like Brad the Great, the magician or something. Look, I can make my thumb do things. And I'm running out of tricks here, guys. My repertoire is coming a bit dry.
No. I mean, I jangled my car keys at them for a good 5 minutes, but they just didn't seem to be taking the bait.
Yeah.
But the bubble wand, man, even Harry Potter couldn't have cast a spell as well with his wands as I did with this bubble wand. The girls were instantly bonded. They played hide-and-go-seek.
Yeah.
At one point, I was like, you know what? I'm disappointed that our couch doesn't have cushions you can take out, because I'm like, yeah, I got right into it. I'm like, let's build a pillow fortress or something. But you can't anymore because all the cushions are stuck to the lounges now.
Yeah, and you did the right thing by you being the person with the wand. Because trying to get kids to share one thing. Imagine if you go to one of them, the other one will want it. By you being the master of the wand, you did the right thing.
I thought if I gave them wand privileges, someone would probably lose an eye or something like that. But yeah, bubble wand. Hot tip if you want to entertain the kids. Obviously, kids of that age, if you're trying to entertain a 16-year-old during school holidays, a bubble wand is not going to cut it for 2 weeks. You need something else.
Yeah, they love the bubble wand with the dishwashing liquid when they're kids, but when you try and get them to do the dishes when they're teenagers, the novelty is more like, you're not going to trick me with the bubble wand that's in the sink at the moment.
Well, we're kind of curious what you do at home to entertain the kids. Now, maybe you're a parent, and this is a surefire way to keep the kids distracted and entertained, or maybe you're a grandparent or a guardian of some kind, uncle, auntie, whatever the case, what do you break out that you know will instantly keep the kids engaged and entertained?
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear. Or maybe you've used a bubble wand to save the day.
Or maybe bubble wrap. But after bubble wrap, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 1-300-92-1250. The simple things that you've used to entertain the kids. So no video games, nothing like that. I've got Rochelle in Marimbula on the phone. Morning, Rochelle. What simple things do you use to entertain the kiddlywinks?
So back in the mid to late 90s, there were lots of really cool ads on TV, and they had nice little jingles, you know, like the Lubmobile, the 1-3-30-30-32, or the reading writing hotline one with the 1-300-6555.
You know them all.
My kids used to just like prick their ears up and stop whatever they were doing. They would just stop and stare at the TV, and I thought, you know what? This is gold. So I recorded all the ads that I could, that I knew they liked, and then I sort of looped them all together and made a 2.5-hour video of just ads. And I could just go and do anything, go and hang washing out, come back, it's still alive, still good. Go and have a shower, come back, they haven't moved. And I thought, I can only use this when I really need it. I can't use this all the time. They'll get too...
It's an emergency tape.
They get burned out, yeah.
Yeah. There's one I particularly remember at the time was a Doors, Doors, Doors ad. It was bizarre. It was like, Doors, 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 Doors. And I used to just love it. You know, the spray and wipe ad.
Oh, yeah.
Spray and wipe. The Louis
Breeze. The Fly.
Oh,
ads on TV, they used to just prick up. Like, they gobbled them up. On a whole movie. They wouldn't sit and watch an entire movie because there's always, like, boring bits in movies.
So what, when they go to the cinemas these days, when the ads come up at the start, they watch them and then they get up and leave afterwards, do they? Like, they don't stick around for the movie.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I tell you what, Rochelle, I reckon you could have helped out a lot of parents here this morning on the show, so thanks for all the little nuggets of information.
No worries.
See, Rochelle, I don't know if it'll work these days. Most kids are used to hitting the skip ad button when they watch a YouTube video or something like that. And there's no good ads to stick together anymore. What are you going to stick together, this ad or something?
What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Twice a day, never missed.
Just like Man Shake and Step One ads just mashed together in one long compilation. No thanks.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Now, Brad, when you sit at the dinner table and you get ready to eat dinner, salt and pepper make an appearance on the table, like all the condiments and things, do you always automatically just start shaking the salt on whatever meal you've got?
I rarely put salt on anything.
I'm the same.
Because my mum and my grandfather had problems with blood pressure and they were told never put salt on things, and didn't stop mum from she would almost just unscrew the top of a salt shaker and just pour it on. Like, loved her salt. For me, it only goes on chips. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it for me as well. And steaks, when I season steaks before, put them on the barbecue like that. But Rachel's dad, he absolutely smashes his food in salt. You'll see him there with the salt shaker just going forever. And you're just like, dude, I think there's enough salt on there. You're going to kill yourself if you keep doing that.
That's not good for you.
Yeah, but as it turns out, as Aussies, we've been consuming a little bit too much when it comes to the old salt.
Each one of us consuming around 9 grams of salt a day. That swallows the 5-gram recommended limit, which is roughly a teaspoon each.
You're a salt lover, aren't you?
I'm not a salt addict. I'm a user of salt.
I'm a heavy user
of salt.
I can
stop any time.
But we're almost double what the recommended intake of daily salt is.
What about chicken salt, though? Is that going to pass? Is it different? It's got chicken in it?
I don't know if that's going to flow when you go to the doctor. He's like, you need to cut down on salt. He didn't say anything about chicken salt, though. Just normal.
Loophole.
Yeah, well. But just how bad is it? Well, it can do a bit of damage.
New research, extra salt could increase the risk of early death by 28%. Jeez. A US study of more than 500,000 people showing a 50-year-old man who always adds extra salt to food could be costing himself nearly 2.3 years of life. A woman, 1.5.
Yeah. So it's taking years off our lives eating this much salt.
And the thing is, all that salt that you're sprinkling on is just being added to all the other salt that might be
exactly.
in the tomato sauce or barbecue sauce. Like all your condiments, they're chock full of salt as well.
Yeah.
So there's all this salt that's already in your food and things you add to food. You don't really have to sprinkle
it. It's not like
on.
It's just a potato you've just pulled out of the ground and gone, okay, well, I guess it needs a little bit of salt. There's lots of salt in stuff already.
I mean, potato, it's just one of those ones where it's like, it needs salt.
It does.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a couple that you get along with really well, like salt and potato.
Mm.
But if you just have potato around, there's no fun there.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
It's like, oh, where's salt? Oh, I couldn't make it. Oh.
Yeah, it's as boring as Peter Dutton if you just got the potatoes without the salt.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, high blood pressure is something that can definitely result from, too much salt. Like cardiovascular disease is one of our biggest killers in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely contributes to that.
Yeah.
So really the pressure is going to be on some of the manufacturers and supermarkets whether, they want to have more reduced salt products because it all makes a difference. What they're saying is you can just reduce the salt gradually and eventually people won't even notice.
Yeah, I do that when I buy like stock. You buy like the chicken or beef stock in the little thing and it's got like the reduced salt and I'm like, how much is it reduced though?
Exactly right.
Like, is it enough that it'll actually do me any good or is it doesn't matter?
Like when you get the Nutri-Grain cereal that says like high in protein but it's got 0.1 grams as opposed to 0.0 grams to other cereals.
Yeah.
It's like when compared to other cereals. But yeah, so it might see more people culling salt or cutting salt out of their diet, which has sparked fear for these guys. These guys will be outraged, I reckon. Let's talk about sex, baby. But let's be honest, we've cut them out of our diet in the mid-1990s, so not too bad.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.